Hello?
Happiness, you should probably turn off the music now.
It is turned off.
Okay, that's cool. Hi, Click Radio listeners. I am Taylor.
Yeah, I'm Leandra.
And this is insert name here. Our first radio show. So
pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome in here, and it's cool. We don't have Cody or Jordan here to yell at us if we do something wrong. So we apologize for any technical difficulties in our future.
Very much so.
So, yeah. We are going to first start out by telling you guys a little bit about us.
Actually, I think I'm going to play a song real quick and make sure that we just went on air. Just in case. So, here is this song that I'm not entirely... That's not what I want. Just kidding. I don't want that. I don't know how to not do that. So, yeah, anyway.
It's pretty exciting.
There you go.
And three... What?
I don't know. Recovering.
There it is. Tracking.
Lady Gaga.
Have fun.
Cascada.
Kelly Clarkson.
Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears.
Taylor Swift.
You're on. Click Radio.
Showed up.
All right, guys, we're back. We are doing this right, so that's good.
We're sorry for the random confusion there for a minute. It's
our first time in here on our own, so we're still making sure that we know how to, you know, do this right.
Exactly.
So I just had to make sure.
Yeah. But we got our reply, and we're all good now.
We know that we're doing this right, so...
All right, so, like I was saying, to get you guys to know us a little better...
Stay by the mic.
Sorry.
Jeez.
That's what. Taylor cannot spin in her chair while she's talking.
Leanne can.
Hey.
Go ahead.
All right, so we're going to start with some amazing facts about Leandra and I. And
are you going to go first?
Yeah, I'll just...
Are we going to do... We should do one you, one me, one together, and then go on.
Okay. We'll go do some music, because we don't want to bore you guys, because that's boring.
Well, we're not boring.
Yeah, we're definitely not the most boring.
We're anything but boring.
Exactly.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. So, numero uno. I was born in Alaska. You have to... I bring that one up a lot.
She's so lame. That's like her favorite thing to say. Oh, I'm Taylor. I was born in Alaska. La-di-da-di-da.
Hey, but I don't look like an Eskimo. All right.
I want to read mine.
Okay.
So then number uno fact about moi is... I don't want to read that one.
Well, pick one.
I got to pick one.
I got to pick one.
Oh. I guess I'll just do the one that says, I can't sit still for like 5 minutes. It's true. I cannot... it's just physically impossible.
It is.
I'm very like...
Hey, what's over there? Is that a bird? Oh, that's a squirrel.
That's shiny.
Hey, do you remember what happened in theater yesterday?
Yeah.
Her brain can't sit still either.
It's bad. It's fun.
All right. Another one of mine is...
Wait,
that...
I thought we were going to do one about you, one about me, and then one about us, and then an awkward story.
Okay, fine.
Lame sauce.
One about us.
Okay.
We have only been friends for a year and a half.
Shocking.
I know.
If you guys know us, that's probably like really, wow, shocking to you.
Shocking.
It's shocking. Like, shocking. Lame.
Oh, we make funny jokes.
Yeah, no, not really.
All right, do you think I should sing them our happy little entertainer song, or should I save that for later?
We'll save that for later.
All right.
It should be like our ending thing, like, we should just end our show in that song.
Yeah, okay. We have an awesome song that we wrote.
Yeah, we wrote you guys a song. It's gorgeous.
All right, so Leandra's going to cue up some music for you guys right now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. We're going to do one of our awkward stories.
One of our awkward stories. We have 3 hours on here.
Well, yeah, but we've got a whole page full of them.
Yeah, literally in the studio right now. Whole page.
Yeah, a whole page. And then there's a backside with our song.
Yeah. Written in hot pink pen.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening right now, you should persuade your little buddies to listen to us at
clickradio.org. Yeah.
Or Click Radio. I call it KLIK.
Click. Same thing.
Same difference. Whoa. That was scary.
All right. We have a little announcement, para two.
We do.
Yeah, we have to mention the upcoming events on the lovely whiteboard up there.
But which one?
Let's go with...
Start at the top.
I love how they're bulleted, but they don't have any descriptions under it. So when there's people like us going, what's... what is it?
I know, because I know for like one of those things, we have to do something else with it, because, yeah. So I might text Cody and ask about that.
That'd be good.
Jordan.
That'd be good.
That would be smart.
That would be good.
I don't know, Cody didn't really text me back, so you might text Jordan.
Eh, I will. All right. But you should queue up some music.
But we should do an awkward story first.
We could do an
awkward story.
Another random fact about us. We like to argue over everything.
It's just dumb because we're BFFFs.
OMG.
Hand me the paper. I'm going to tell one of the awkward stories.
Okay, all right.
You can tell one later.
Okay, sounds
good. Oh my god.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to start with awkward story numero... Well, they don't have numbers, but...
Let's see.
We're going to do number 74, which is not really a good one. But that one would be Bubblegum Face. My favorite. I love Bubblegum Face.
Bubblegum Face.
Bubblegum Face.
Why am I not remembering this one?
It was at your 16th birthday party. Do you remember?
Oh! Okay,
so there was this person. I'm not...
Get closer to the mic, smart one. There you
go. Okay, well, there was this person. I don't want to make out with the mic. But anyway, there's this person, and we were sitting there with her, and she puts on way too makeup, much makeup. Like, way too much.
Like, way too much.
And she was getting ready, and, like, she put on so much makeup and, like, had done so much to her face that it was just, like, peeling off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like, okay, no big deal. But apparently after we left, Taylor here's little brother.
Well, he's 14.
He's 14. So he goes up to Taylor and he's like, what happened to that girl's face? It looks like she popped a bubble on it. It was pretty funny.
It was kind of
awkward. It was entertaining. It was awkward, but entertaining. Because
you guys were walking out the door and he was like, hey, Taylor. And I was like, you know, she's still in here. She could probably hear you. And to this day, I do not know if she heard me or not.
Loud? I don't know who's being loud, but yeah. Okay, anyway. Yeah. So, yeah, that was our awkward story. We have lots and lots more coming for you here soon.
We do. So keep yourselves tuned in here.
Give you some Rocky Horror Picture Show, The Time Warp.
Oh my gosh, I love this song. Have fun, guys. We'll be back here in a little bit.
And there you go.
It's astounding. Time is...
www.clickradio.org.
All right, that was a flock of seagulls. I ran away so far. It was fun. It's a good song. So Taylor and I are making a Facebook page for insert name here right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty good. Taylor's making it like right now, like right as I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be fun. My headphones are on backwards, so this is kind of going to be awkward a second. I just had to turn around my headphones because it was bothering me. I'm a dork. So I think I'm going to read Taylor's fact, and then she's going to read mine, because I think that would be fun.
All right.
Because I want to say bad things about you, even though they're all good things.
Oh, okay. So. Well, I want to hear what you think. Don't even go off the sheet. Pick up a fact.
Just make a random fact about Taylor?
Yeah.
What about Taylor? Taylor is a big dork.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, okay, so that doesn't count.
You realize that.
Taylor likes men.
Oh, no way.
Is that a good one?
Oh my gosh, I didn't know I liked men.
She likes men. She likes men a lot. She does like men.
I am interested in men with very good looking eyebrows.
Yeah, she likes men. Okay, that's my interesting fact about Taylor. Taylor has a fetish for good eyebrows. She likes guys with some good eyebrows. Like, they have to be, like, a little bushy, but they can't be, like...
Too bushy.
Caterpillar rolling around in dog hair bushy. Caterpillar. Dog hair. I love dog hair. Dorky.
No. Okay. So, yes, I do like men with good eyebrows. Do. But, okay, here's the deal. They have to be, like, nicely shaped. Like, think of, like, old... Think
they
of,
have
like,
to be a plucker?
They have to
be a plucker or a waxer?
No. Like... Pete Wentz, who is conveniently right there staring at me.
He is located right next to my izquierda oeste de la mañana. I don't even know.
I don't even know what you're saying.
No idea either. I just speak random things in Spanish, so don't even pay attention. Don't even try and decipher it. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Most of the time, it's like, my cat washed.
No, it's socks. Always después de la mañana. It's always after the morning. I always say things. I'll be like, hey, después de la mañana. And everyone's like, what are you even speaking of?
Yeah, anyway, like I was saying, random one. Pete Wentz, he has good-looking eyebrows.
See, I don't find him attractive, though.
Okay, Darren Criss.
Darren Criss is attractive. If you haven't seen Darren Criss, go to Google right now and type his name in. He is an attractive man, unless you're a man, because that's kind of awkward. Still, go type him in, because he's, like, really attractive.
So, I would give our guy listeners an idea for...
Who's a hot girl?
Who's a hottie? Like, we would know.
Leandra Renee, go Google her. No, that's a lie.
Taylor Petrias, yeah.
Don't say your name. Don't say your last name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Bad child.
That's my middle name. Losers. Anyway.
What? I got confused.
You're my best friend and you don't even know my last name.
No, I do.
Okay. Okay, well, you make up a random fact about me now. Put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot?
Let's put you on the spot.
Random fact about Leandra. She likes...
The opposite of you doesn't count for this one.
The opposite of me? Okay, let's think of a random fact about Leandra.
Like a real for jit. It's like legit but different. Wow. I just say things. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Okay, let's think here.
Okay, well, Taylor's thinking of one. Everybody should go and post something about Click Radio and get some more listeners because we love listeners. Listeners are great. We like to entertain very much.
I have one.
Oh, here's a random fact about me.
Okay. Leandra loves to take pictures.
Yes, I do. I am a photographer. I'm actually planning on going to college for photography, so it should be good. I'm going to go to a college in Tennessee, hopefully. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. Love photos. Taylor takes pretty good photos too, but they're just not quite par.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Hey, you.
I don't like your boyfriend.
Oh. Well, I was
That's awkward.
Boy,
are you a lesbian? Okay.
Totally. I love women.
Okay, and now we need an awkward story. Oh, okay. Here's a good awkward story for you. So, coming into the studio, Leandra is a tard. So she is trying to open the door. And first of all, she can't, like, open the thing to get the key. And so she's dumb. So she gets that, and then she can't get it back in. So she has to, like, fix it and put it back in. And then she comes up to the door, and she's, like, trying to put each key in the door. And she's like, I can't open this door. And so finally, I open it. And I'm like, wow, that wasn't even that hard. I just went in the red. I'm loud. Sorry, my apologies. But yeah, I can't open doors.
No.
And then we came downstairs, and I was like, I can't get this door open either.
Yeah.
It was bad. And I had to, like, try 3 different times to unlock it. It was good. I should never be allowed to do anything ever, under any circumstances. Another awkward story.
I love multitasking.
Multitasking?
Yeah.
Are you good at... Who are you?
This person that is lovely and gorgeous, and I love her.
Sweet.
Okay, I want to tell an awkward story about the studio. First day.
Okay. So first day.
Anyways, no, not first day.
First day.
No, I'm talking about this day, which is kind of our first day. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. First day awkward studio. Oh, are you going to tell the one about the bathroom?
Yes. Okay. So I'm like, "Hey, I got to go to the bathroom. You know, girls do that a lot."
Not a big deal.
Interrupter.
Okay, that was loud. You're loud too.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Quiet down. Love you.
All right.
No red. Okay.
Anyways, so I go into the bathroom, and you know, it's a bathroom. It looks like a home bathroom. I turn on the light. It's like a strobe light, and so there's a strobe light going on. I'm like, okay. So I go to go sit down. This is really awkward, but I almost fall in the toilet because that toilet's really short and awkward. It just is. Did you?
Yeah, I almost fell in too.
Because I screamed. God. I squealed. Okay, so I'm sitting there, you know, strobe light, get done. Washing my hands. The faucet is like a waterfall.
It was. I went in that bathroom and that faucet was like, okay, hi.
It's like, ready,
nice
set.
To meet you too.
Ready, set, Niagara Falls.
Glad I know how to swim.
Exactly. All right, guys.
So, yeah, that was another awkward story because we're really awkward people. And we decided that we're making tonight all about awkwardness. So make sure and
make your friends tune in and you tune in and don't leave us. We love you.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you very much. So tune in, have your friends tune in, tell your grandma down the street to move in. I wonder how many people's grandmas actually live down the street. I've never actually lived down the street from my grandma. Well, I guess I have. I lived behind her house once upon a time.
Yeah.
In a house behind her house. That's awkward.
I just
say things. You'll learn. I just say things. It's just bad.
You realize that you said you should tell them for their grandmas to move in, not tune in, right?
Tell your grandma to move in. No big deal.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and play Ashley Simpson, L-O-V-E. So enjoy.
ClickRadio.org.
Lay. Sir. Real quick, we're going to take a 30-second break and play this advertisement for the Colorado Math Project. So go ahead and listen. So there you go.
See, I stole this person's motorcycle and I ran it up as fast as it would go, and I ran it into a tree. I was hoping I was going to die there for a while, you know.
Hi, my name is Tim. I started doing meth when I was 19.
You know, I tried it, and everything that I owned was gone within a month. I lost where I lived. I lost where I worked. Just within a month. It's just like that. And I've never seen it come out good for anybody. But I did some things that, you know, only, you know, God can forgive me for. I used to be able to remember, and I used, you know, I mean, I'm still, it is so scary having, like, months of your life, like, gone from your brain. There's really no reason to sign your life away like that.
Brought to you by the Colorado Meth Project.
Yo, yo, it's cracking.
Lady Gaga.
This is Gustavo.
Kelly Clarkson.
Jason Derulo.
Britney Spears. Taylor Swift.
You're on. Click Radio.
How can that?
Doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. M.
In the universe.
ClickRadio.org.
We are back, and it looks like we have a lovely caller.
Yes, we do. So here is my friend Caitlin, and she's going to tell you guys a story if I get this right. So here we go. Can you hear us? Hello?
Caitlin? Katie?
One second, we're having technical difficulties.
One second. Do. Do.
Check again.
Caitlin.
Maybe.
Caitlin. We are having technical difficulties, which happens sometimes.
We're trying to get this. One second.
We are just
going to hit this button and see if it works. Hello, Caitlin?
Caitlin?
Is she? Can you hear her?
Katie?
No. Okay.
And we are still having technical difficulties. Sorry about the dead air. You might want to make sure that your voices are getting sent to the phone bus.
Our voices are getting sent to the phone bus. How do I do that?
All right. Well,
we're going to go ahead and queue up another song. And see.
Yeah, we're going to get another song queued up. Because we can't hear this person, which is great. You know, every first show has its mistakes, and we sincerely apologize. We will get you guys up for another song. So, here it is.
Is it going?
And I'm thinking
technical difficulties. We're still trying, I don't know, we're still learning.
Yeah. We're sorry about the random dead air there, too.
We were trying to get things hooked up, and I was trying to get it to go to auto, and it didn't want to, and it was arguing with me. So, somebody called me. If you just called, call us back because...
We are waiting. She says she's calling, so it should ring calling, here in a minute.
Okay. One second.
Right. So,
hello.
Hello. Caitlin? No.
Hello.
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 Hello. Maybe.
Hello.
Hello. No, not so much.
Not so much. Okay. don't try to, okay. Okay, let's try this.
All right. So, why don't Leandra's figure that?
Hello.
Hello.
Caitlin?
Caitlin? Katie?
Can you hear us?
Caitlin? Katie?
I'm hearing noises.
I am hearing noises.
Hello?
Caitlin, Jen. Caitlin.
Hello?
Katie.
Maybe.
Do, do, do.
Do, 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 do. Katie.
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 Katie, 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 Katie.
Can you hear us? Katie.
Katie.
I don't know.
Caitlin.
We can't hear you. Caitlin.
Oh, you know why?
Oh, phone.
Oh.
Hello? Caitlin?
Caitlin?
Hello.
There we go.
We fixed it. Okay. So you wanted to tell us your story. Sorry about all the technical difficulties. We're new at this. That was our first time actually answering the phone. So good job, Taylor, for helping me.
Yeah. All right, Katie.
Go ahead, Katie. This is our first
meeting. All right. So today I decided to go and take my photos for my photo project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I'm walking along, and I'm like, yeah, I'm lazy, so I'm just going to walk over to the little playground that's close by my dad's house. So, of course, there are little kids playing over there, and I'm like, I don't want to creep on small children, so I'm just going to walk over here for a little bit. So I go over, I take some pictures of trees, and then when they've left, I go over to the playground.
Uh-huh.
And it's right by a major street that leads into the neighborhood. And I'm, like, jumping around on the playground, climbing up on top of things that are not meant for climbing on. And
yeah.
So I'm on, like, the top of the playground, and I'm hanging upside down trying to take a picture. And these guys in this, like, ghetto car go driving by, blasting their music and stuff, and they've got their windows all rolled down, and I fall off the playground.
Oh no.
Like, literally, flat on my face off the playground.
That's kind of awkward.
They turn off their music, and they start, like, screaming with laughter.
Oh, I'm sorry, Katie.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, thank you for your awkward story.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a million of them.
Alrighty.
Alright. We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Love you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. So, we have another caller, and we're going to go ahead and hook this up again. Watch this shiz, maybe. Hello? Emily, can you hear us?
I can.
Sweet. All right.
I think I might have this down. I might know how to do this now.
Look at you go.
I know.
Alright.
Go ahead. Tell us your awkward story. You're on the air, by the way. Just beat it up.
Okay, so my awkward story is my friend and my sister and I normally go down to the park on weekends when it's dark outside just because we can. So this last time we were going down, and my sister decided, because my friend's really small, she decided what it'd be like to carry her up the hill. So my sister tried carrying her up the hill, and she got almost all the way up the hill, and we all just stood there and we're waiting, and these people come in. And so my sister decides that she wants to carry my friend back down the hill. So we're pretending that my friend is passed out.
Oh, no.
So we're carrying her down the hill.
Wait, so you're pretending she's passed out?
People. What?
We're pretending.
Okay. She wasn't
okay.
And we run into these people, and they're like, we hear them from far off. They go, uh-oh, it's a dead body. And then they go, is she okay? My sister says, yes, she's okay. And I'm just standing there, and my friend is laughing and trying not to move at all, but she is laughing really hard. And I'm sitting there, and I'm laughing, and I'm trying not to look at them because I've started to cry. And so we just continue walking on.
Aww.
And so the next day I go to school, and in math, this kid turns to me and goes, "Who has passed out?"
That's awkward.
That was really awkward.
That is really awkward. Yeah. That was a good story. Yeah. I must admit, that was a good story.
That was a great story.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for bearing with us and our technical
difficulties,
dumbness, because we're just geniuses. Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem.
Adios.
Adios.
Look at us getting down. Yeah, so we just had two very brave ladies call us and tell us their awkward stories.
They bear through our technical difficulties.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of pretending people are more hurt than they are.
Somebody took over the computer, so I know I need to play.
All right. So, anyways, just talking about
that was awkward.
Things having people
that's what I'm trying to
being
do,
hurt
person.
That are... I love how you're just talking.
Well, I can't do anything about it. So.
Anyways, so my brother, smart as he
thank you, Cody.
Decides to cut his foot on this river rock. So we're like, oh, he's hurt. He can't walk. So do you want to know my friends and I's idea? We're going to put him on a longboard, wrap his foot up in one of my socks, and pull him by the highway. You know, no big deal. We're just going to pull our friend on the longboard by the highway. So we're pulling him. And this guy driving by truck goes, "Get off the road!" And it was just so awkward. So we bring him back home. And he wasn't really that hurt. The cut was maybe, like, itty-bitty. Maybe, like, an inch. But it was deep enough that he might have had to get stitches. But he didn't. But, you know, interesting.
But he didn't.
Okay. Yeah, so that's my awkward person not really
nice,
hurt.
Nice. Oh, I could probably hang up the phone now. Because I'm not a card. Sorry. Okay, I need an awkward story. Hand me the sheet of awkward stories. So she got to tell an awkward story. My awkward story. I've got to put it over here so I can't read the back. Okay. So I think my favorite awkward story, must be the one actually that happened recently in, during the tech for musical. So my friends and I were sitting there and we're great people. We were chilling and we're on Google just looking at random things. So we decided to start Googling like really cute,
Men.
I don't know how to explain that. But it was like mostly like actors. And we're like, oh, this is a really cute guy. So then our tech director walks in. And we're both like, awkward, click down. And he was like, what were you guys looking at? We're like, oh, just cute men. And he was like, oh, well, look at this guy. And I think that was my most awkward, like my favorite awkward moment. Because he was like... I don't know. He just, like, kept giving us, like, advice on, like, who to look at. It was really awkward.
And Australians are really attractive.
I like British men. I don't. They're not... I don't know.
Well, you know.
They're okay. Anything's better than American.
American.
We is American.
We is American.
We is American.
Go America.
Go America. Woo, woo.
All right.
But yeah. Everyone should tell their friends to tune in because we're amazing. You love us.
And also, we should play a song while they think of more awkward stories.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and play a song.
Wait, I'm going to give them the number one more time. Again, it's 1-888-212-KLIK or 1-888-212-5545. So, just think of your awkward stories and give us a call. All right.
There we go.
Instant text request. Click Radio will be back in 30 seconds.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least 3 people that I know on meth. And where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or... I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships. I've stolen from people. My family. I physically abused them. I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential, because I chose to pick Little White Rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Colorado Meth Project.
All right, guys, we're back.
What is
that fuzziness?
What fuzziness?
I just hear fuzziness. Do you hear it?
That's my nose.
Oh, that was your nose, you goof. Jeez, you scared me. I was like, oh no, what did I do? Because I'm running the board, and like I just hear this like weird, I don't even know, and I was like, oh my god, oh no, no.
It was just great. I mean,
yeah, amazing. Yeah, good job. So anyway, we got two callers. That was good. We learned how to use the phones.
We did.
So wait. I'm supposed to give a shout out to my father. He's listening to me right now. He's actually making fun of me. He's saying that we played that song by Lyaz. I don't even know.
What the crap?
But it was an instant text request, I do believe. And he was saying, I didn't know you could sing like that, so Dad, that wasn't me. I know that I sound like a dude and all, but you know, you don't have to hate on me. Love you, Daddy. And love out to all my family who's like actually listening to this or like chilling at my grandma's house listening.
And I'm working on our page right now, and I'm trying to figure out why you guys can't find it, but I'm working on it. So we are figuring it out. So you'll be able to find insert name here on Facebook soon enough. I promise you, my little lovers. I promise you.
We promise.
Speaking of, okay, I have an awkward story again.
Oh, are you going to tell which story are you telling about lovers?
No, my little lovers.
Which lover story are you telling?
I'm talking about little miracles.
Oh, little miracles.
That was so funny. I walk into my health class, and that is the one class that I was like, hey, I'm going to be a rebel. I walk in there. I sit down, and the first thing she says is, she's like, how are all my little miracles doing today? In her creeper voice.
I'm fantastic.
And so I look at her, and the whole class is silently going, oh, we're fine, do-do-do. And I go, I am not your little miracle. And she goes, well, what? I was like, no, I am not your miracle. And she was just astounded that I stood up to her. And then she's like, well, your parents, you know, they must have, you know, planned for you and everything. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm an accident child. And she's like, we love you guys so much. If you guys are listening, our parentals, we love you.
We love you very much.
We
love
you,
Mommy.
You.
Love you, Daddy. Love you, all the rest of my family is listening right now.
Yeah, we love you. And so I just thought, you know, throw it out to mess with my health teacher. And she was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, but they love me and they're amazing and they're the best parents ever. And she was like, okay.
Weird story. We have Aaron Carter in our library. I was just looking at that. And I remember when I was like 7, 8, and I used to like stay the summers at my dad's house. And I had a boombox. It was a Hello Kitty boombox. And I would put my Aaron Carter CD in, and I would make up dance routines to my Aaron Carter CD. And I would make my brother get on my karaoke machine and announce my name and announce like my show. And I would just go do like a whole like full out show for my family. It was really lame. I was like 7. It was really funny. That was my awkward story. Not really.
I like candy. Do, 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 do. I like candy.
No, I want candy.
Oh.
I know a girl who's oh so fine.
Do, 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 do.
Smells like candy all the time.
Do, 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 do.
We're so lame. Anyway, okay, random fact. What's a random fact about you? What do we know about Taylor? I don't know anything about you anymore. I'm out of things.
Okay, here's the dealio. Taylor loves Converse.
Taylor does love Converse.
I do.
I'll give her that.
Okay, I own 5 pairs, and I absolutely adore them. I think they are the most amazing things ever. I am currently wearing a pair of red high tops.
I'm wearing these really cute purple sandals. They're really cute.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I love Converse. They're my favorite. I own lots of pairs. I have blue and gray.
Nice. I was going to tell a random fact about me, but I forgot what it was. So, I'm just going to make
she
something
has up. Dogs.
Yeah, I have. Okay, so at my mom's house, I have 2 dogs. I have a dog named Rogue, who his name fits him. He's like the biggest crack dog I know. He like will run around in circles for days. And then we have my Bailey, who's really old, and he just like lays around and sleeps. And then at my dad's house, they have a Chihuahua named Princess, who I am not a fan of. She is kind of annoying. Yeah, Dad, I said it. Princess is annoying. And then they have Buddy, who I haven't met yet, actually, is my baby brother's dog, my monkey's dog. And he's a weenie dog.
Is he?
He's a weenie dog. Aww. Named Buddy. Okay, speaking of dogs, so there's this dog by my mailbox. And every time, he's like a little pug. He's like maybe, like not even like, he's like, I don't even know, like half a foot tall. Seriously.
Yeah.
And we'll walk up to the mailbox to check our mail, and this dog just goes ape shit. Like, not even kidding. He just goes ape. And he's like, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna eat you. And you're like, okay, my foot is bigger than you are. How are you planning on eating me? Seriously.
Nom nom nom.
And that's another awkward story, because one time I was like, really, dog, really? And then the owners came out. I was like, oops. Like your dog. Sweet dog, good dog. I like the
good dog, no. Like dog.
Like dog, good dog, like.
Awkward turtles. Okay, I have an awkward story.
Okay.
And it's a short awkward story. It's called Taylor had the right of way and the cop didn't, and the cop cut her off.
It's got quite the title.
Okay, yeah. So Taylor's driving, and she's going to try and get a job, which failed, and I'm really sad about that. Anyways, so I'm going, you know.
She needs a job hire.
I do. Anyways, so I'm going.
Broke.
Shush. You can shush now. Okay, so I'm going around the roundabout, and, you know, going. And I noticed two stop signs. I'm like, okay, yeah, have the right of way. No, a cop decides, hey, I'm going to go ahead and cut you off. So he rounds this round. He goes straight towards me, and I'm looking at him, and he's looking at me, and he gives me this face of, oh, I just screwed up, you know, and I was going to honk at him, you know, get really furious. And then I realized, it's a cop. So, I did not mess with that cop that day. It was not time to mess with a cop.
Oh, I have a funny story about driving. Okay, this is going to be our last funny story, and then we're going to go to some songs, because we're probably boring you guys. But, I want to tell this one first. So, when I was little... Yes, Dad, I'm telling the story. When I was little, I was probably 13, 14, I don't know. But my dad was like, hey, Leandra, you want to drive my truck? And I was like, no, not really. And he's like, you're going to have to learn sometime.
You're not the only one. I drove a truck at age 12,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. But so my dad takes me to the fairgrounds up in Grand Junction. And so at the fairgrounds there, they have like the fair set thing. And then the DMV is right there on the other side of the parking lot. So I'm driving around, and I'm, like, not knowing what to do. And my dad's like, okay, we're going to park one more time, la-di-da-di-da. And I was like, okay. And then my dad was trying to tell me something. I don't even remember what he was telling me. But I was trying to listen to what he said and park at the same time. And I was, like, 13, 14. And I accidentally hit the gas pedal instead of the brake. And I went through the tree, pretty much.
Through the tree.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I hit the tree. The tree went... bam. And then my dad's like, get out of the car. So I had to like jump out of the car and like switch seats to my dad. And my dad's like, I really hope the guys from the DMV didn't see that. It was quite funny.
I think that's
And then my dad's like, oh, she redecorated my bumper when we got home, and he told my stepmom. Funny times.
That's great.
Yeah, dad, all I right. told the story.
Well, time to listen to
time
some
to
music.
Listen to music. We're going to listen to All I Ever Wanted by Bass Hunter and maybe a few more songs. So here you go. All I Ever Wanted by Bass Hunter.
OneClickRadio.org.
Guys, that was Umbrella Beach by Owl City. I love that song. I know a lot of people
actually
hate
haven't
Owl
heard
City.
That song.
It's a good song. Yak.
I do not want caps.
Wow, you're a dork. We still want to hear your awkward stories.
We do. Where art thou, peoples? Okay, so once again, the number is 1-888-212-KLIK or also known as 1-888-212-5545.
She's getting good at that. I'm gonna have to step it up.
I'm not as good as Jordan though is.
Or Cody.
Jordan though is.
Jordan though is that though. Yes, no, maybe circle square.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
These mics are awkward.
Just,
I love them.
Just to have like a like, not a battle between, like, who can say that the coolest. Like,
we should have, like, a KLIK face down.
That'd be
awesome. A click face down for those of you who hate it when I say KLIK.
click. Like, click. Like a mouse. Click. Like,
I'm not going to say click anymore. I'm just going to go, okay, tonight.
I have...
That was awkward. I snorted. That was attractive. I snorted.
No, I have an awkward... Ouch.
Spaz attack. Go ahead.
I about ripped those headphones off my head. Anyways, so... We are walking through the halls, and this is the most awkward thing I've ever heard this person say before, and I love her for it, Katie.
Katie,
so we're walking through the halls, and we see this mouse on the board. I was like, why is there a mouse taped to a board? And she looks at me, and she goes, there's no ball in it. And I was like, oh. And she's like, see, that's a female mouse.
I was like, wow, discrimination. At Fossil, we go to Fossil. There is this conspiracy running around the school where kids that I guess don't have anything better to do with their lives take the mice for computers, and they take like on the bottom of them you can like spin the little top thing that like keeps them in and you can take them out because they tend to get stuck, but yeah, teachers have started having to like super glue the tops in because people keep screwing off the lids and taking the balls out because they have nothing better to do with their lives, I guess. And it's like, okay, why are you... What does it even matter? And then, okay, so this is another story about computer labs. When Taylor and I were in the computer lab one time trying to work on something, I had this mouse. And it... Okay, one of the... You know how, like, you have, like, the two buttons that click when you're on a mouse? Like, the left button and the right button? My left button was like completely falling off. Like I could have taken it off if I wanted to. It was just like sitting there. Leandra was like, oh, so I'm just gonna go ahead and switch this mouse out. So I take it out. I like unplug the mouse and I take it over to this other computer. And then I take that mouse. And so I take it back to my computer and then I plug it in. And I'm like, oh, look, this mouse doesn't work either. So I had to go get a third mouse, and the whole time, this random kid that we didn't know, who's apparently named Andrew, was sitting across from us, and he was, like, laughing at us the whole time, because he was laughing at me, because apparently it's not cool to take the mouse off of other computers. But that was my story. Not that funny, actually, I guess. Yeah. It was funny at the time.
Yeah. I mean, we have...
We're just lame. We're just lame.
Okay, speaking of awkward stories.
Okay, I have something to say real quick.
Okay.
So, I'm talking to Cody, and he keeps saying kill. That is really annoying. I find that really annoying because I keep thinking, kill what?
It's kill like, the squirrel, kill the bunny in my backyard.
When he was saying something about to Jordan on the radio the other day, they were saying like, oh, you can call in to kill this song or something like that. So I keep thinking he's saying kill this song and we're not playing a song, we're just talking. And I keep thinking he's saying like, kill the talking, play more songs. But it's just him saying kill because he thinks he's cool.
No offense,
Cody. You're like my best friend, but that's just weird. It throws me off every time. I'm just like, what?
Speaking of this child, first day of training. Early.
Oh, no. Yeah. 7 a.m.
No, that was the one before that.
Oh,
one.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so thing. We walk in here, and there's this lovely couch in here. It's the sex couch. Taylor did not know that was a sex couch.
And so, he let her sit on it.
Yeah, and he's just giving me this weird look. I'm like, what? It's a couch. It's like, you know... just a couch. There's nothing bad about sitting on a couch. And he's giving me this look, and then he just starts laughing, and I'm like, well, what did I do? And he's like, you just sat on the sex couch. So I get up, I throw off the jacket that I was wearing, and I'm like, ew, ew, ew. Like, so I think I rubbed myself on that wall.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that one.
Yeah, so I rubbed myself on a wall. There's essence
that
of Taylor
awkward.
There.
That sounds awkward. That just sounds awkward. I rubbed myself on a wall. That's okay. Awkward.
No,
you're awkward.
I was trying to get sex couch off of me.
Okay, well, that's like when you... Okay, here's an awkward story for you guys. So Taylor, when she breaks up with someone...
Oh, no.
She will not be around them. She will not speak to them. She does not want anything to do with them at all, ever, under any circumstances. So she dumped... she broke up with this kid. She didn't dump him. I don't know who dumped who. I think you dumped him. Anyway, and he's a theater kid. So he came up to Taylor and hugged her. So Taylor, being Taylor, she throws herself on the floor and starts rolling around in the middle of our auditorium. And she's just laying there screaming, holy water, holy water, holy water, holy water. And it's just getting bad. And it was just funny.
And then the funniest thing is he walks back across the stage and he's like,
what
are you doing? I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm just rolling myself hi. Around on the floor. You know, no big deal.
Okay. These headphones for these mics are like really weird.
Okay, my butt is sticking to this chair.
I thought I was going to make it awkward. But yeah, okay. So you know how like you have like those over the head headphones? They're like those. And
oh my gosh.
I don't know. I just wear the earbuds. Okay.
You know why? It's because I'm sweaty.
I don't really mind.
In this studio.
Yeah, okay. So our studio is really hot. Like, and it's not just because Taylor and I are in here. It's just because it's really hot in here. There's like no ventilation. But it's fun. I love this place. This is my new home.
I know.
I'm going
to
live here.
It's
but I'm not sleeping on the sex couch.
I would rather sleep in this chair.
I'm going to sleep on the floor curled up under the desk, under the board, under Sam, with Sam.
Okay. I just highlighted. Okay, just kidding.
Okay, you're a freak. You're a freak.
Anyways, so my butt is sticking to this chair.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay,
that's enough.
No, seriously.
That's enough.
It hurts my legs, though.
I'm sorry that it hurts your legs that your butt is sticking to a chair. You're so awkward.
I love you. Love you.
Sorry, Father, that I cussed. My apologies.
Welcome to Teen.
Sorry, I'm 17. I cuss sometimes, but not around my mother or my father usually. I forgot who was listening.
Anyways, we still want to hear your guys' awkward stories.
Yeah, and I will actually answer them this time because now I know how to answer the phones.
And we know how to put you on air now. So, once again, the number is 1-888-212-KLIK.
Or any fun awkward stories.
Yeah. Or 1-888-212-5545.
Or if you have any other interesting, like, funny stories to tell. Awkward, funny
awkward,
stories
funny.
In general.
I mean, so much happens to us that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meh.
I still think it's awkward that Pete Wentz is right there going, hey, babe. And I'm like...
Oh, you didn't tell your story that you were going to tell. The one about looking down.
So, Pete Wentz over here, he's my buddy. I'm sitting here and I'm going, hey, it's Pete Wentz. He's attractive because of his eyebrows. So, I go down and I see this little sticker and I'm like, why is there a sticker holding up a poster? I mean, everything else is held up by text. The sticker says, friends don't let friends drink corporate coffee.
Hilarious, if you ask me.
Yeah, seriously, that is like the best sticker ever. I love it.
Okay, I am posting a link on my Facebook. So you guys should all like our show right here called Insert Name Here. Because everyone like it because we're amazing.
Epic.
Okay, that didn't work. Oh, yes, it did. It's highlighted.
All right, well, we're going to queue up
some music for you. We're going to go ahead and play Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. I haven't heard
that
forever.
I love that song.
So here goes Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne.
A great
yeah,
song.
It's a good song. We kind of played it for a friend of ours who actually wasn't listening, so that was lame.
he's in college too. I've talked to him forever.
Yeah, me either. I don't know if he likes me. Well, yeah, I've been told that he does like me. He doesn't hate me.
Yeah,
if you're listening, your person.
Wait, why would he be listening if we never told him about it?
I just texted him. Yeah, so I'm gonna do another shout out. I know I've done like 5 shout outs this freaking time. But I love all you people who I'm shouting out to. For my cousins, my cousin Ashton, my cousin Bubba Zane, my cousin Zachadu, and my Aunt Sheila, and my Uncle Zeke, and all them.
Mm-hmm.
More of my family. I love them. Yeah. But yeah, my little cousin was like, I want to hear my name on the radio. That'd be so cool. And I was like, okay. Because I'm a nice cousin.
Yeah, I don't know how much of my family's.
This chair is like
oh my
awkwardly
gosh, I'm going to sneeze.
Don't sneeze. She has these, like, epic sneezing attacks. They're, like, not even, like, funny.
No,
it's, like,
sneezing.
Scary. It's frightening. She just goes, like that. Except for sneezing.
I'm trying not to sneeze. This is going to be so bad
this
if I do.
This is going to be really funny.
No.
And yeah, it's going to be funny. She's going to do it. She's going to sneeze.
I'm not. I refuse.
Purple elephant. Look into the light. Anyway.
No, it's not going to happen.
Random fact about Taylor is that she does have those sneezing attacks. She cannot sneeze just once. I think in our entire friendship, I've heard her sneeze once, one time. Otherwise, it's just like attack of the sneezes that are like killing her nose from the outside in. It's funny.
From the inside out, dude.
Yeah, okay, and it's really funny because, like, whenever she sneezes, everyone's like, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, like, right after every sneeze. And then they're all looking at me, because I'll just sit there and I'll wait. They're like, why aren't you just saying bless you? And it's like, because she's not done yet.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, I think it's so funny that they're all, bless you, bless you, bless you, just stop it, stop it.
Bless you.
And I'm just like, yeah, no, I definitely, I have sneezed once, for sure, actually.
Chandler, I think you're listening right now, and I'm sorry, I love you. I miss you, come home.
We love you, Chandler.
She's listening, and she didn't even, like, we didn't even tell her. That's really sad. Aww. Chandler, we love you. We miss you. When you come home, we're all going to go, like, on a Panda Express bowling adventure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
So
my legs are still sticking.
Oh, my gosh, Taylor. Her butt is still sticking to this chair.
It hurts. Every time you lift up your legs, it's like...
That's why you wear pants in the studio, honey.
That's why I wore shorts, because it's hot in here.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm wearing capris, and it's like...
It's like...
Yes. It's like... Yes. Manslaughter.
Oh my gosh, I just choked on my own spit.
You spit choker. Did your phone just go off?
Mm-hmm.
Her phone vibrates really, really loud. Really, really loud. Really, really, really
it's
loud.
It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry, too, if it happened to you.
But yeah, guys, if you want to hear us play a song for you, you know, send a request to one of our Facebook pages or, yeah. Well, okay, my account, her account, text us something.
Yeah, I need the paper. I want to sing my photography.
Oh, she wants to, okay, Taylor wants to sing her photography song.
Finish what you were saying first.
I don't remember what I was saying now. Oh, and if you have any awkward stories, well, that was kind of loud. If you have any awkward stories, just call in and say it over the air.
It's yeah, fun. Okay, I made a...
Taylor made you guys up a song. And I kind of helped a little bit.
It's because she loves photography.
I love her.
This is for Leandra.
Aww.
From your lover. Okay.
I love you too.
Photography, photography. Nah, 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 nah. I want to take them like they do it in Vogue, please. Hold them, sit them, pose them, baby. Anything they please. I love it. Taking a picture isn't the same without a camera. And baby, when they cooperate, well, models can be fun. Pose, 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 pose. Oh, pose. I'll get them hot. Show them what I got. Original song by me. Yeah, because this is as much as I could get done in the history class.
Because Ritmo was like mad that day.
Yeah.
It's a bad day in history.
I'm a rapper at heart. Yo, yeah, yo,
I'm a beatboxer because I just...
Duty, yo.
I was just born that way.
In a chair, yo. Yeah, I'm awful.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. My name is Joe. I wear my pants while my boxers show.
What?
That was for my baby brother. Macy Gray.
Do, do, do. Okay, I need a story for you, lovers.
Yeah, story, story, story. Lovers. Story, 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 story,
story. Stalker stories, but not really awkwardness.
Okay, so I wanted to... Can I tell a stalker story?
Yeah, go for it.
So, our friend Cody, we've talked about him like 5 times now. We used to stalk him.
Yes.
But not really.
But not really.
Because... We used to live in the same neighborhood, and we would get bored and just, like, walk around and be like, oh, that's Cody's house. Let's sit in front of it. Except for one time, well, okay, our friend Tape lived right next door to him. What was that look? Okay. But, yeah, our friend lived next to him, and we were going to go stalk our other friend, and we were sitting in front of his house.
We weren't stalking that first time.
Okay.
You just decided, hey, do you want to know where he lives? And I was like,
that's true. That's
sure.
True, I did. But anyway... so we were sitting in front of our friend Tape's house, and we were, like, waiting for him to come home, because we were gonna, like, kidnap him and go hang out. So, we're sitting there, and it's kind of in front of both of their houses, and Cody drives by, and both of us are like, oh, crap. And then his family drives by, well, no, okay, I guess his family drove by first, but all of his family drives by, and we're like, awkward turtle.
You know,
and apparently... His family texted him and was like, oh, your stalker's back. Because apparently I'm the stalker. But yeah, and then we were like, oh, nice something or another. And then he was like, yeah, I know, you were sitting up beside my house. And we were like, actually, we weren't stalking you.
Well,
but then our friend who we were waiting for actually got home. And then he didn't realize we were sitting right in front of his house. Like, we were literally sitting in the underneath the tree right in front of his house. And we were like, oh, who are you driving in the car with? And he was like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh my gosh. But yeah, we used to stalk our friends because it was
well,
fun.
Okay. It was because we created the game.
We created the game. Okay, this is the funniest story ever. I love this story.
So we decided, hey, we'll give you guys $20 each if you guys go on a treasure hunt and find all of the clues. So we set up these clues. And you know what we did for their $20? We printed out 20 pictures.
Male deer.
So they go on this treasure hunt, and we purposely put it like
in weird, obscure places
across the neighborhood. Not even kidding. They get back home, they open up, and they're like, really? Because the envelopes, okay, here's the funny part. We made them start and end at the same point. It's not, like, at his house. So,
yeah, okay, so this, okay, basically what happened is they started at their house. They went to this park, and then after that park, they went to another park. And then after that park, they went to Preston, the school. And then
which is next to the first park.
Yeah, which is next to the first park. And then they went back to their house.
And we hid, okay, this is really creepy, but we hid the $20 in an envelope in their bushes along with 100 pennies in each envelope.
Because we're cool.
So really, they only made $1 each, but it was so funny.
It was so funny. They were so mad. Because, okay, so they could not find the clues at one of the parks. Mm-mm. So they come by my house, pick me up, and we're sitting in their car. And we're driving, and they're like, it's not there. It's not there. So we get there, and I pull it out, and I'm like, here you go. And they're like, you know, if we get the $20, we will take you out for dinner. We'll get you like Taco Bell or something because, you know, you deserve it for giving us $20. Mm-hmm. So then they get home and they find the last clue and they're like, they didn't text me. And then like, I would say a couple hours later, they call me and they're like, really? Are you serious right now? 20 male deer? I didn't get it until it was explained to me. But that wasn't funny. I really wanted $20. We're not going to buy you dinner.
I was like,
he told us we would. Jerks.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Why are there 20 pictures of deer? I don't get it. You said I would get $20.
Okay, listen to what you're saying. Say it really. $20. What is a male deer? A buck. Hey, Leandra, I have a brain teaser for you.
Brain teaser for me? Uh-oh.
Okay, you ready?
This is going to be bad.
Say fork.
Fork.
Now say fort.
Fort.
Now say fort 3 times.
Fort, fort, fort.
Now say fort 4 times.
Fort, fort. Fort, fort.
Now spell fort twice.
F-O-R-T, F-O-R-T.
What do you eat soup with?
Spoon.
Damn it!
Ooh, Taylor just said a naughty word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
Nuh-uh, not if you spell it D-A-M-M-A-T.
Depends on the spelling.
Damn it!
I beg to differ. All right.
I love how we're like looking over our shoulder. Who's watching us right now?
We have another group coming in next, so.
Dude, this mic condom, yes, that's what they call them, smells like bad breath.
Yeah, it kind of does. That's cool. I don't really care.
And we're all like, our lips and our noses are
on
it.
Let's make out with it.
Nom nom nom. It's pretty great.
It's like 6:50.
All right, well, we're going to play you guys another song, and then we'll come back.
Okay, this song is for my grandma. Linda, she wanted to hear a song by Macy Gray, so here we go.
Here you are.
Here you go, Grandma. We are almost out of time.
We are. It's a sad day for insert name here.
I know.
That's sad. Taylor and Leandra have to leave.
Yeah, we have to leave soon. We have like... like 5 more minutes. So we're just going to talk a little bit and then leave you out with a song as the new group comes in. I don't know what they're called. Let me see.
Go ahead and say something. Okay, well, let's see. I'll tell you another awkward story. Colin's House of Terror.
Oh my gosh, this is funny.
So, Leandra and I, we're going to go see The Secret Garden, which, by the way, was amazing.
Synthetic Happiness is up next.
Okay, anyways.
Sorry.
We go to the Collins to watch The Secret Garden, which was amazing. Just so you guys know, if any of you Collins kids are listening right now, it was great. It was really good. Anyways, so we're walking in there, and it's dark, and we're all, we're going to park at the front of the school and walk through the school to get to the auditorium, because that's smart.
Worst idea ever.
So we're walking...
This is probably like a 5-minute story anyway.
Yeah. So we're walking through there and it's pitch black and who should show up but our chemistry teacher?
Oh my gosh.
Hey there, Mr. Flip-a-Flip. And he's all, hey, have you guys studied for the quiz tomorrow?
No.
The quiz.
False question. Totally. Bad question. Bad question.
Anyways, so we go through and we were going to go give the gypsy robe to Collins, although we didn't really have the gypsy robe. So we're walking through there. We go in their little circle time.
Fallacy. Go ahead.
We go into their little circle time. And they're like, oh, Pooter showed up. They have the gypsy robe. We went,
We're from Fossil. Because, I was wearing a Fossil hoodie. And it was like, okay. And they're like, I'm from Pooter.
Oh, well, okay. Well, we see that. You guys can actually stay for the show, though, because we feel really bad, because apparently the information didn't get through, and they were like, yeah, you guys can stay and see the show for free. So we're like, okay. So I walk out of the black box, and this random kid decides, hey, I'm going to screw with Taylor right now. So he jumps out behind the wall, and he goes, boom, I scream bloody murder right in front of their...
Oh my god, that's
right
funny.
In front of their circle time. And I felt so bad, because circle time is sacred in theater. It is sacred, and yeah. I just...
It is like the holiest of all things. It's like heaven on earth or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. So we walk out and then Leandra meets friendly band guy.
Oh my God.
Hey, you have tape on you. I'm going to grab your waist.
Yeah. So he walks up behind me, like grabs onto my waist. And then he was like, oh, you had tape on your back and pulls it off. And like, touches me like in the back weird. And I was like, what? And then he walks away and I'm like, you didn't have tape in your hand. That's awkward. Thanks.
So, okay, we go and try and get the free tickets, and there's just...
Oh, my gosh.
The psycho ladies. Yeah, psycho seriously. Lady. They're going at it, and, like, it's silent. It's like, okay, imagine a glass little ticket booth where you can't hear them, but you just see these two ladies just going at it. And so...
Nice sound effects, by the way.
Turkey, turkey, turkey. It's like bunnies.
My nose itches.
So they're fighting. They come out and they're like, okay, yeah, you guys can have your free ticket. So they give it to us. And then...
And the whole time, this other lady, she's like, I need you to buy tickets. And we're like, well, we kind of have tickets. They're just getting them. And she was like, if you don't have tickets, you need to go buy them now. And we were like, well, we have tickets. It's just kind of a long story. He's in there getting ours right now. And they were like, no. And I was like, oh my gosh.
So we're walking through there and... We finally get to our seats, and we pick the seats.
Okay, because it was assigned seating, and, like, we didn't really have spots because we had free tickets.
Ow, the table bit me.
So we kind of just picked a spot in front of one of our friends, and we were like, we'll sit here, and if somebody shows up, we'll just move. So we're sitting there, and so, of course, my old French teacher shows up, the one that, like, I fought with every day. She shows up, and she's like, oh, I think you're sitting in our seats. And we're like, oh, God. So we move, and then the lady's like, I need your names now to give to the director. And we're like, oh, my God. So we give our names, and then she's like, we need you to sit in the very, very back. So at that point, we're like, oh, my God, okay. So we just go sit in the very, very back.
And we're sitting there, you know, watching the show, and we're like, okay. Then all of a sudden, there's somebody hacking a lung out back there going, and Leander and I are just sitting there laughing hysterically, and we're trying to laugh very silently because we've just had one of those nights, and we're laughing so silently, and this guy turns around, he's like, shh, and gives us this evil, like, Collins look, and we're like, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, okay, and then, so it gets going, we're, like, watching it, and, like, okay, so we were so far in the back that we could not hear a thing. Mm-hmm. We could not hear a thing. Nope. So we're sitting there, and we're like, I turn to Taylor, and I go, I think that's a black spot. And she was like, oh, yeah. And they were like, we were like, wonder where the catwalk is. We started looking for, like, technical theater stuff. And this guy turns around and goes, shh. And we're like, awkward. Sorry.
Okay. So, okay, show gets over. We're like, we need to get out of here.
Oh, my God.
No more creepers, except for Collins, guys. BT Dubs.
You're really hot.
You are really attractive.
Very attractive.
Quite a change from our little schoolio. Oh, my goodness.
There are some cool kids at Fossil.
Yeah, I'm not saying that there's not, but you guys are attractive.
Collins kids are pretty hot.
Anyways, so we're like, okay, well, the good thing was we saw attractive males. Let's leave.
Attractive males.
We can't get back through the building.
Oh,
we get
gosh.
To the front of the building where my car was parked. So we go out the doors, walking through a field. We're like, okay, we're going to get home. So we get in my car, and Taylor's dumb enough to go, hey, this is a one-way. So she drives in circles. And Leandra's like, well, you could turn right, you know? And we're just going in circles and circles. So I'm like, you know what? All right, fine. I'll turn right on the one-way. Sure enough, you can turn right on the one-way, which makes no sense. Because it was a left one way. So we finally get out of there. It was just hysterical. So now that story is known as the Collins House of Terror.
Yeah.
It was a hilarious time. Anyways, guys.
Our show is pretty much over. I think it's exactly 7 now. So we're going to go ahead and sign off. So this was Insert Name Here with Taylor and Leandra. And we're going to leave you with The White Tie Affair. You look... Or no, I guess we're going to leave you with... Owl City.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Also, another thing, Taylor mentioned my photography during this show a lot. If you'd like to see more of my photography, go to Leandra Renee Photography.
It's really good.
Facebook. Yeah, go to Facebook and Google Leandra Renee Photography and you'll find it. It's really good. Like me, I'm kind of up and coming. It's kind of fun.
But thank you guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening and have a great rest of your week. And if you would like to listen to the next show, which was something. And here you guys go.
Bye, guys. The world is such a sad sight.